bakery has been open for quite a while and still no customers. Does it usually take this long for a business to take off? I mean, I made sure to make the flyers as attention-grabbing as possible and put them in places where they'd be difficult to miss. I'm starting to feel like nobody's gonna come here. Like pouring my heart and soul into this bakery was a mistake. Is that a customer? Yes, my first customer! Oh, you have no idea how excited I am to see you! And right as I was starting to think that I wasn't gonna get any, and that I made a mistake opening this place and... Oh, that was really unprofessional of me. I'm so sorry. I gotta stay professional. I can't scare away my first customer, not after how long I waited. Hello! Welcome to the Sweets and Treats Bakery. How may I help you? Just taking a look. Well, feel free to take all the time you want. I know I gotta hold it together, but I'm so excited. My first customer ever. I just had to be a little bit more patient, that's all. Interested in donuts, huh? So there's chocolate, strawberry, vanilla, cinnamon, and caramel. You can also get these like sprinkles, chocolate flakes, or various kinds of icing added to them if you want. Actually, I make these myself. Yep, I don't like to brag, but most of these products are actually all my own recipe. Anyway, here are the cupcakes. Chocolate, strawberry, vanilla, cookies and cream, and caramel. Oh, you can even get ones filled with Nutella. Over here are the muffins. Chocolate chip, blueberry, lemon, raisin. If you're that kind of person, I won't judge. And then we have the cookies. Now you're really in for a treat. Pun very much intended. Yeah, these are my specialty. My favorites are chocolate chip. Of course, they're a classic. But I also like double chocolate, white chocolate, with macadamia nuts, peanut butter. But if you're not feeling like sweets, I also have other stuff like pies and sandwiches. And if you want a drink, I've got a bunch of sodas, juices, and milkshakes. Or if you want something hot, there's tea, coffee, and cocoa. Oh, over here! I've been talking so much. Great job, and you're your first customer, and you're about to scare them off. Real smooth. I'm really, really sorry. I was so excited to have my first customer that I jumped right at you without giving you space to think about what you want. I was unprofessional. Again. I'll be quiet so you can think. Wait, you don't mind? Really? Because ever since you've entered, you've barely gotten a word in. I've done nothing but talk your ear off. I don't want to annoy you into leaving. You're enjoying my enthusiasm? Thank you. You're so sweet. I'm glad I'm not annoying you. Like I said, I'm just so excited to have my first customer that I can't contain my energy. I didn't mean to go so overboard. Thank you again. I mean it. I truly appreciate your patience and kindness. You've decided? Ah, yes, a fine choice. I couldn't have chosen better myself. Alright, that'll be just $2.50. Thank you so much. Here you go. You wanna eat it here? Oh, that's great! I can see what you think right away. Well, since I don't have any customers to serve right now, I can sit with you if you'd like. Awesome. Thank you. Alright, go ahead. Moment of truth. How did I do? So, what's the verdict? You love it? That's just wonderful! I'm so happy that you love it! I can almost dance from joy! Don't worry. I'm not going to. I don't think you deserve to be subjected to such an abomination that is my dancing. That's sweet of you to say, but really, you would not want to see it. My specialty is baking, not dancing. Anyways, I am so glad you enjoyed it. You're leaving now? But I don't want you to go yet. I'm really enjoying your company. You'll tell everyone you know about my bakery? And talk about it on social media too? You're the sweetest! Thank you, thank you, thank you! Times a million! No, a billion! Wait, could you please hold on for just a second? Let's see, I'll grab a bag of some of these. Here, have some chocolate chip cookies on the house. Oh, you know, just a token of gratitude for being my first customer, being so kind to me. Not to mention being so patient with my antics. Hey, could you... I mean, would you... Would you please come back here again? I would really love for you to become a regular here. You promise you will? Pinky promise? That's great! I'm looking forward to seeing you again. Thank you again. Please be sure to come back soon. Bye-bye! See you next time. My first customer. They were so nice, too. I really do want them to become a regular here. I wouldn't mind seeing them again. Man, today's been so busy compared to before. I can't believe that just last week nobody even looked at this place. Now I'm actually getting business, and everyone's been so nice. It's all thanks to that one customer. Oh, another customer already. Hello, welcome to Seeds and Treats. It's you! Hi, I was just wondering when I'd see you again. How have you been? I hope everything's been going well for you. Oh, me? Well, thanks to you, everything's going super great. I've been getting a bunch of customers over the last week. Yeah, today I had 16 customers. This bakery is really starting to take off. It's all thanks to you, you know. Because you spread the word about it, a lot of people decided to try out some of my stuff. How do I know you spread the word? It's simple, really. The day after you entered, another customer came in, and when they paid for the stuff, they said, I heard about this place from a friend of mine. That means you. A few others also mentioned hearing it from a friend, whether they had heard it in a call, read a message, or saw a post online. Of course, I don't know exactly how many of them were referring to you, but I know quite a few of them were. Thank you so, so, so much for that. If it weren't for you, who knows if I'd be at this point by now. No need to be so humble. It's not nothing. You really helped me out. Thanks a billion. Oh, sorry. I did it again. I talked your ear off while you're trying to buy something. Sorry about that. It's okay. Just like last time, you're so patient with me. You really are sweet, you know? Okay, what can I get for you this time? Ooh, good choice. You have great taste. Do you want a drink? Yes? Awesome! What kind? Alright, is that everything? Okie dokie, that'll be just $4. Alrighty then, here you go. So, are you eating in or taking it away? Awesome, do you mind if I sit with you? Since there aren't any other customers to serve right now? Double awesome. Thank you. Just give me a minute. I'm gonna go make myself some hot cocoa. This tastes great. I like to drink a cup of hot cocoa every afternoon around this time. It's almost a ritual to me at this point. How about you? Would you say that what you bought was worth the price? Worth even more? Oh, you're just too sweet. Even sweeter than the sweets I sell. I know I keep repeating myself, but thank you so much. I mean, I keep thanking you because I feel like there's no such thing as thanking you enough. Before you came in, I had no customers. I watched people walk by and nobody even looked inside. I felt like I made a mistake. Going to all of that trouble to set this place up. But then you showed up. I was super excited, as you remember. I could barely even sit still. After you left, I thought that nothing could top the joy of having my first customer. It is still the greatest joy I've ever experienced. But the joy of getting customer after customer coming in and buying from me? That's definitely a close second. And I have you to thank. Really. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for everything. Glad to help out a new friend, huh? I know I keep repeating this too, but you really just are the sweetest. Wait. Did you say friend? You already consider me a friend? Wow. Huh? Oh, no, I'm not upset. Actually, it's quite the opposite. I'm so happy that I'm speechless. I just can't believe you already consider me a friend. Well, it should go without saying, but I consider you a friend, too. I'm glad you're happy about it, too. Anyway, what you been up to lately? Oh, that's nice. Me? Oh, you know, just working hard to make sure everything in the bakery is ready for any customers who may need them. My free time? Well, I don't really do much in my free time. As you can imagine, I do some baking for myself at home, as well as baking some extra stuff for the store. Yeah, I'll admit it's not easy, but I have so much fun while doing it. Aside from that, though, I don't do much else. I do some geeky stuff like watch anime, play video games here and there, that kind of thing. Oh, I did go for a nice walk in the park after work yesterday. I love that little pond with the ducks in it. That was so cute. You like it too? Aren't those ducklings just the cutest things ever? Yeah, I know. Oh, and the flower bed nearby? I could just stare at it for hours. All those beautiful colors. I'm so glad you agree. It's always nice to see the natural beauty around us. Oh, you finished. Here, let me take the wrapper for you. No need to thank me for something so small. I appreciate your manners, though. And before you go, let me just dash behind the counter and see, right your bag. Grab these. Here you go, more chocolate chip cookies for the road, for your charge. You're welcome. I'm happy to give a little freebie every time you drop in. Yep, so don't hesitate to drop in whenever you feel like you need some niceties. You can even just drop in if you like talking. Of course, you said so yourself. We're friends now, right? Yep, so get used to being treated well by me. Oh, wow, right as you're leaving. That's not the right timing, I don't know what it is. Remember to come back anytime. Have a great rest of your day. See you again soon. Hello, welcome to the Sweets and Treats Bakery. How may I help you? Have a great rest of your day. Come back soon. Alrighty, all done for the day. What a productive day, too. Time to close up shop. I'm so ready to go home and just relax. I wonder if I should watch that anime that Ashley told me about. What was it called again? Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I'm just about to close. Oh, hey! Isn't it my first and favorite customer? I'm so happy to see you. How have you been? Alright. Well, that's better than bad at least. I've been great. Pretty busy, but hey, I enjoy my work. Wait, why are you leaving? You just came in. I know I said I was closing, but I'm happy to keep it open for a few more minutes for you. Yeah, because we're friends. Why wouldn't I do this for you? Hey, you don't have to apologize. I mean it. I'm happy to. No, I'm more than happy to stay open a little longer just for you. Yes, really. It's not a bother at all. Come on, you can even take your time looking around. Although most of the stuff is gone, with it being the end of the day and all. But hey, you still have a decent amount of stuff. There's a chocolate donut left, as well as two strawberry ones. There's plenty of vanilla cupcakes too, and of course, chocolate chip cookies. I also have some... Oh, you've already decided? Okay, what would you like? Alright then, let me grab that for you. Here you go. And that'll be $3. Thank you. They seem so down. Like something's bothering them. Should I just let them leave? No. We're friends, and friends support each other. Hey. Wait. Can I talk to you? Please, sit down with me. I want to talk to you. Just for a little bit. I'll try not to take up too much of your time. Please, do it for me. Thank you. Oh, just in case. There, I flipped the sign on the door so people will know the place is closed. That way we won't be disturbed. Anyways, as I said, I just wanted to talk to you for a little bit. I noticed that you seemed down ever since you entered. You haven't smiled once, aside from the fourth smile you gave me when you said you were alright. I didn't mention it because I wasn't sure if it was forced until now. I'd like to know what's wrong. If you don't want to talk about it, I won't force you. But maybe getting it off your chest would help you feel a little better. You don't want to be... What was that? A burden? No, that wouldn't be a burden to me at all. Yes, I know I just finished work, but still, I don't mind it at all. I mean it, from the bottom of my heart. Listening to you would not be a burden for me. So, are you willing to tell me what's wrong? Okay, let's hear it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, I see. No, I understand. I'd feel the same way if I were in your position. It's okay to feel like that. Would you like a hug? Yeah, I'm sure I want you to feel better, even if it's just a little bit. Alright, come here. I can tell you're fighting the urge to cry. You don't need to do that. You can cry as much as you need to. I won't laugh or be annoyed or tell you to go cry somewhere else. I'll be right here, holding you for as long as you want me to. That's it. Let it all out. You don't need to hold back your tears in front of me. When it's just us, I want you to feel safe. Life can be difficult sometimes, and a lot of people don't know just how important it is to let your tears out, rather than bottle them up until you reach your breaking point. So please, don't feel like you have to hide your emotions from me. You can rely on me to be here for you. Everything will be okay. I know it doesn't feel like it will be, but trust me, it will. Maybe a hot drink will lift your spirits. I'm more than happy to give you one. On the house, of course. Yeah. What would you like? Tea? Coffee? Cocoa? Alright, any preference to how I do it? Okay, coming right up. I'll be back in a moment. Here you go. Sorry for the wait. I hope you like this. I went ahead and made one for myself too. It's good? I'm glad. It would have kind of been awkward if I made it to comfort you and it ended up tasting bad. You're smiling, slightly. Does that mean I'm doing an okay job at cheering you up? That's good, I'm glad I am. Hey, you don't need to thank me. It's nice to know you're grateful, but really, I'm just repaying the kindness you showed me, you know? And besides, we're friends, and friends support each other. I'm just happy to know you're feeling a little better. Please, whenever you're feeling down, feel free to swing by at closing time. So we'll be alone, and you won't have to worry about other people. I'll stay around a bit to talk to you, and do my best to cheer you up. Actually, give me just a sec. Where is the pen and notepad? Oh, there they are. Now, just write this down and... Okay, here you go. It's my number. I'm usually gone about 10 minutes after closing time, so if you want to talk to me afterwards, just give me a call, okay? Of course I'm fine with this. Like I said earlier, I want to help you. Oh, you ready to go? Alright, before you go, here, as usual, your cookies on the house. I already told you, you don't need to thank me. Would you like one more hug before you go? Here you go. I meant everything I said. You're free to come by when you need comforting or... And if I'm not here, you can call me. No matter what time it is, I'll answer and do my best to cheer you up, okay? Alright. Bye-bye! Safe travels! I told them we're friends, but now I can't help but wonder. Next time they come here, should I tell them how I truly feel? I'll be right there! Okay, Ron, Maria, here's your cake, just as you requested. You're very welcome. I hope you enjoy it. And is the tea to your liking too? I'm glad. Thank you, that means a lot. Alright, I'll leave you to it. Alright, now for the next customer. Oh, it's you! Hi! I'm doing great today, how about you? Feeling better than last time? I'm happy to hear that. How many times do I have to tell you that you don't need to thank me? Of course, we're friends after all. Although, maybe I should tell them today how I truly feel. Oh, nothing. I just thought about something I gotta do tonight. Anyway, what can I get you? Oh, you're trying something new. You must be feeling risky today. Oh, alright. That'll be $4.50. Okay, here you go. Just a second. Bye, Ron. Bye, Maria. Hope to see you again soon. Then, they're regulars of mine, as of a few weeks ago. Yeah, they're a really cute couple. I've been married for 60 years. Can you believe that? They're living examples of true love. Okay, I've decided. I'm telling them today. Hey, are you planning on sitting in here? Good, I'd like to talk to you, if that's okay. Thank you, let's go sit down at the table in the corner. Oh gosh, I was able to psych myself up to talk to him. But now I get to go out to say how to start. My mind's going blank, my hands are getting clammy. Am I starting to sweat profusely, or am I just imagining it? Ow! I'm glad you like it. Huh? Oh, I was just reminiscing. Yeah, about our time here together since I opened this bakery. It was just so empty for a while after I first opened it. I felt like I was never gonna get a customer. I poured my heart and soul into this and felt like it would just never be appreciated. Then, as if descending from the sweet heavens, you appeared. You were my first customer. You were so patient with my excitement. Even though I talked your ear off the whole time, you were here, causing you to take way longer to order than it should have taken you. And then after you left, you spread the word about this place. Since then, I've been getting business beyond anything I ever expected. Thanks to you that I've gotten to this point. I mean, you say I could have gotten here on my own, but the truth is, if you hadn't entered, I probably would have given up. You were the only customer that day. So if it weren't for you, the day would have ended like the others did before it. At that point, I'm pretty sure all of my spirit would have been completely crushed. Like I always say, you're so sweet. You have been since the day we met. That actually brings me to what I wanted to say. Here goes nothing. So, we've known each other for a while at this point, haven't we? You've visited regularly quite a few times. You've helped me out a few times too, of course. I keep mentioning the fact that you were so patient with me the first day and you spread the word about my bakery, but there are other things you've done as well. Remembering that time I was delivering your drink to you and I accidentally spilt it all over you? Luckily it wasn't hot, but you didn't get burned. But still, I made a mess on both you and the floor. Yeah, I apologized like a dozen times and I was so scared that you would get angry or annoyed or even worse, never come back. Instead, you calmly told me it was okay. Grabbed a few napkins and started cleaning it up. I did grab a cloth and start myself, but honestly, I think you cleaned more of the mess up than I did. Then this is the first time you got rid of that one really rowdy customer. I remember he was angry because I was taking too long to get to him, which isn't my fault since it was a busy day. You saw him yelling at me and stepped in to help. You managed to get him to back off and eventually leave. Right after that, I started crying from the stress. I don't deal with conflicts like that very well, after all. The first thing you did was hug me and tell me it was going to be okay. And that I did nothing wrong. That's only the tip of the iceberg of kindness you've showed me. There's way more, but if I listed off everything, we'd be here all day. The point is, you have been so kind to me, and I'll always be grateful for that. Which brings me to my point. I've been beating around the bush, but now I finally say it. Alright, I made it this far, it's now or never. I really like you. Oh, I finally said it. Yeah, I mean it. I like you a lot. I've met quite a few people, but you've always stuck out to me as the kindest, sweetest, most genuine person I've ever met. I'd say it was about a week and a half or so ago. That's when I realized I had feelings for you. I mean, I noticed how attractive you were on day one, of course. But it was only about a week and a half ago that I realized it was more than just a childish crush. Gosh, I'm blushing every day, I can feel it. Anyway, I understand if you don't have the same feelings towards me. I really hope you do, of course. But at the end of the day, I told you how I felt because I really needed to get it off my chest. I feel so much better now. Whatever results come from this, I'll be okay with it. Whichever way it goes. You... Hold on, I don't think I quite got that. You what now? You actually like me back? Oh, I can't believe it! I'm so happy! I totally thought you wouldn't! You like my passion? And my smile? And my laugh? And I'm beautiful? And okay, I think I got the point. Thank you, though. You really know how to flatter me. I know this is my go-to compliment, but you really are the sweetest person I know. A date? Yeah, sure. When are you free? After I finish work. I could. But I don't have much time to properly clean up and get ready, and I don't need to. I'm perfect the way I am. Oh, aren't you quite the charmer? I could just fall in love with you again and again forever and ever. Alright, it's a date, I guess, then. Oh, by the way, could I please kiss you? Okay, here it goes. You know, you're not just my first customer. You're the first person I've ever dated, and first person I've ever kissed. Yeah, really. How's that surprising? Oh, stop. Now you're flirting just getting out of hand. Hey, I know I've said it a bunch of times, but I'll keep saying it. Thank you for everything you've done for me. It truly means a lot. Well, I guess we're a thing now, huh? Who knew that you would go from my first customer to my first love? I sure didn't. But I'm really happy that it turned out like this. Can't wait to see what the future has in store for us.